Pragmatic, prudent, realistic. In the words of Larry the Cable Guy, get her done. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. From local farmers and legislators to anybody and everybody that you talk to who happens to be involved with the Farm Bureau Federation of America, including Zippy Duval, its president, the words ring out. We have to figure out a way to let foreign workers enter this country legally and lend their backs to so many jobs, very much including agricultural, where there are grave labor shortages. Illinois Republican Congressman Darren LaHood, who is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, which he says allows him to be an advocate for immigration, a very hot topic, especially as it involves farm labor, wants to expand the number of visas.
Right now, there is a labor shortage when it comes to people working in agriculture and lots of other areas. And so I've been supportive of our raising the limits on our legal immigration. Right now, we let in 1.1 million legal immigrants a year, to raising that level, bringing in more skilled labor and people that we need to fit into a lot of these jobs. And so I'm supportive of that. The problem is we haven't been able to get it passed because it gets tied to illegal immigration, which, of course, is border security.
The congressman says the path to a solution will likely mean the separation of the two issues. Where does the wall fit in?
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.